Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, the weekend is here.
Finally,
man.
Yeah.
We've worked a hard
weekend.
Now we enjoy. Alvin, we've got some time here, and I thought people keep writing us with questions for me. I'm Metaxas. Yeah. So this could fit into our Ask Metaxas thing. Can we go into that?
Yes.
By the way, we're talking today to Squire Rushnell and Louise Duarte.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This couple, Louise, I love impressionists. She's a genius impressionist. I mean, genius level. And I get her to do Jane Fonda, Joan Rivers. I mean, she does so many people. But her, I'm sorry, Katharine Hepburn, Joan Rivers. But her Jane Fonda is freaky.
Yeah.
How does anybody imitate Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Leave it to Louise. She can imitate, like we just go, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean.
On Golden Pond. I think she does something from On Golden Pond.
She does.
Pond.
She does. I could do Kirk Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Could I? I don't know. I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and Alec Baldwin was the guest of Jerry Seinfeld, and he did a genius Kirk Douglas and a Burt Lancaster. I was really impressed by that. Let's go to the Ask Metaxas. People have these questions. I never get to do this. We've got a couple of minutes, so go.
Go. Oh, I like this one. This is a theological one, okay? What is your take on once saved, always saved?
What happened to the first question was Dr. Kornfeld.
Oh, Dr. Kornfeld, you want the first question. Oh, you want them in order. Okay, the first question comes from a woman named Peggy. Do you know what happened to Dr. Kornfeld in Charles Colson's Loving God?
Okay, Chuck Colson's best book, in my estimation, is called Loving God. It is an extraordinary book. I'll never forget reading it. And the most amazing part is the first chapter, the end of the first chapter. It just blew my mind. And it's Loving God by Chuck Colson. I recommend it highly. And there is a Dr. Kornfeld who leads Alexander Solzhenitsyn back to faith in the prison camp. It's astonishing. So the question is, what happened to the doctor? He died, but there's way more to the story. I don't know. But if you look online, you can find out more. I have heard what happened to him. I just know he died shortly thereafter. But there's more to the story. And maybe I can look into it and we can talk about it another time. But I don't have those facts at my fingertips. I'll write this down and I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Okay, that's great. Okay, now let me go back to the other question I was about
The next questions, I went in order. They were good questions.
You want to go in order. Okay, here's question number two then. This is Steve. Steve says, you did a series on Bigfoot, and Chris would remember this. Will you cover the UFO release by the U.S. government that's scheduled for June 1st? Okay, that's coming up, June 1st.
Well, this is up to Chris, really. Chris, you masterminded the Bigfoot week on the Eric Metaxas show.
Yes.
It was one of our highest rated weeks before they were giving us ratings. And
Yes.
And we also did a hell week, but the Bigfoot week, man, those were some good times.
Yes. As I like to say, the best is yeti to come.
Oh,
That was a terrible dad joke. You know, it was funny. I was actually in Nevada last week near Area 51, and I had some poison ivy. I had to go to urgent care. This is a true story. And I did not end up going, but I was concerned that my eyes were going to swell up and make me look like an alien humanoid. My point is, the truth is out there, and it's up to us to maybe figure it out. I don't know, but we don't have a lot of time. June 1st. I don't know.
Do you have thoughts? We're not going to be on the air. We're going to be, I'm going on vacation and I'm going to tune out, man. But, okay. But I think theologically trying to figure out what UFOs are, that's where it gets creepy. Because are these demonic things? Are they other things created by God? You know, like if you're a pagan, if you don't believe in God, you're just kind of like, hey, man, whatever. But if you're somebody who believes in the Bible, you have to kind of figure out, okay, so if there are such things, what are they exactly? How does this fit in to the biblical view? I don't know. C.S. Lewis speculates on this, but I think it's safe to say we will not be covering this. But we will, because of this email, keep our eyes peeled, and we will get to this in the future.
That
is my firm promise to only those people who are listening.
I have seen a very, very large squirrel once. And by the way, June 1st is next Tuesday, so I think actually you're still around, so you're not off the hook, Bigfoot.
Oh, man. All right. Well, okay. We'll keep our eyes on that. So that's the UFO question next.
Okay, next question. Barbara sends this in. Dear Eric, since I haven't been participating in the World Prayer Network every Wednesday and Sunday evening, I'm not sure if I've just missed you, if you're actually no longer involved with the WPN. It matters to me, and for some reason, you've withdrawn your support, if that's so. Please let us
know.
Why
do people say stuff like you've withdrawn your support? No, Barbara, I haven't withdrawn my support. I have withdrawn my time because I am so busy that ultimately I said I can't do this anymore, even though obviously I would love to. But it just was taking up a lot of time twice a week. And I had a book deadline and I've gotten busy. But no, the World Prayer Network is fantastic. In fact, today on my way to the airport, I'm calling up Mario Bromnick. I have to discuss something with him. No, these guys they're terrific. Mario Bromnick and Jim Garlow, and I'm trying to think who else. But I mean, these are just, you know, these are wonderful people. And everywhere I go around the country, people come up to me and say, thank you so much for, you know, alerting me to the World Prayer Network. So evidently many thousands of people found out about it through this program or through my social media. And a lot of people were exposed to a kind of prayer that they have not seen in their dead Dutch Reformed churches.
Okay.
Just kidding. Some Dutch Reformed churches are not at all dead. So, you know, I'm only kidding, but it is such a different brand of Christian faith that I feel like I have to joke, but World Prayer Network is an awesome thing. If you look it up, World Prayer Network, Jim Garlow, Mario Bromnick, it's worth doing. It's every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. And I sincerely regret that I can no longer do it, but I will tell you, I will be back on eventually. And I totally support those guys. I mean, they're just fantastic. I love them. Okay, next.
Okay, Eric, love and appreciate everything you do. I'm a believer, husband, father of three young children, and a hospital worker. My wife is also a hospital worker, and neither one of us has taken the vaccine. We do not want the vaccine and will not give it to our children. We're not anti-vaccine, but have seen things about it the COVID vaccine that are disturbing, not to mention it seems unnecessary for healthy people to get it. What are our options to refuse the vaccine? We don't want to lose our jobs, and it appears that they're going to eventually make it mandatory for employment. How can we keep our jobs and not get the vaccine?
What a disturbing question. I don't know who's writing, and I don't care. Here's my message. This is America. No one can force you to do anything along those lines. If you're foolish enough to think that they can, you can take my word for it, or you can look into it yourself. But I'm telling you, the very idea that anyone could force you to have a medical procedure that is experimental and potentially harmful is preposterous to the nth degree. Folks, how about a little backbone? How about saying to your employers, this is illegal? You could get sued. Did you know that you could get sued for forcing your employees to do this? Did you know people are already being sued? This is not a good idea. I can't get it for medical reasons. You don't have to tell them the medical reasons. The medical reason is, you know, you don't want to have like children with 12 heads or whatever. The point is nobody knows enough about the vaccine to say, oh, definitely get it. So if somebody wants to get it, be by all means, you can get a nose job, you can get a hysterectomy, you can get a tummy tuck, lap band surgery, you can get whatever you want, but nobody can force you to. And if anybody even dares suggest it, you need to be in their face and say, listen, that is not legal in America, and I'm not going to stand for it. Thank you. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out.
Our love is a lie, and so we begin, foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in.
Oh, hello. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and on the show, I interview guests. For example, today, I have a couple of, I think of them as Hollywood legends, but they're too young really to be legends, but Squire Rushnell and Louise Duarte. Oh my gosh, goodness, where do I even start with the two of you? Squire and Louise, first of all, you're my friends. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good to see you, Eric.
It's great to see you. It's like you're right here with us.
I know. Isn't this virtual COVID thing awesome? I love it.
Yeah.
Not really. Just kidding. Just kidding. Can't joke about death. Hey, seriously, the two of you, Squire, first of all, you're a TV guy. You took good Morning America to the top. I know that. Am I making this up?
No. Number one, the first time, the little David against the big giant Goliath of the Today Show.
Okay. And that's back in the old days when those shows were worth watching. No comment. No, you can't say anything about that. And Louise, I knew you before I knew Squire. You are an impressionist, the greatest. I love impressions. I actually had drinks with Frank Gorshin at Sardi's. That's how deep I am into this junk. And you do everybody. Who are you doing these days?
Well, they're all dead now.
That's all right. Then they can't sue you. You could say whatever you want.
Right. It's all from heaven. My act is from heaven. I don't even really do my act anymore because honestly, who remembers these great icons?
Can I tell you who remembers them?
That is no Rivers anymore, Eric. Who? Nobody.
See? You can resurrect them in that creepy way. I love it. All right, listen. As much as I want to talk about Frank Gorshin and you and Rich Little and the whole gang, Fred Travellina, we're not going to do that. I got you, didn't I? Gotcha. We're going to talk about Squire. You got to tell my audience, because some people will know and some people won't know. What is a God wink?
A God wink is one of those little coincidences that you know in your heart is not a coincidence, but comes from divine origin. You know, there's a difference between coincidence. If you look up in the dictionary, coincidence says it's two extraordinary events that are coming together without causal connection. Okay,
right.
That's good for scientists, because a God wink is two events coming together with causal connection, and it's divine.
And we know it's hard to prove. And let's cut to the chase. If it's an actual God wink, it's a miracle. It's just that when you say God wink, you're kind of taking it down a notch. It's like God is winking at you and saying, you see what I did there? That was not a coincidence. Did you get that? And many of us have experienced those things on a number of levels. But so you've written a number of God winks books. Tell us about that before we get to the new one.
Well, we've had 11 books up until now. Louise has actually written 6 of those books, and including number 12. And so the God winks message is going out there. What happened with God winks is that word went into the language. When it first came into my mind, I thought, wow, what a friendly, fun little name. It's not threatening. And what I didn't realize was that there really was a vacancy in the language, and people were using that to fill that vacancy. And then once we started thinking about it and studying about it, we found out there were other dimensions to this word God wink, and that coincidence really wasn't one of them. You know, in the Hebrew language, coincidence doesn't even exist. So in our language, I'm not so sure as we should necessarily use it either, because God wink really recognizes that, like the Jewish language, that everything comes from God. Therefore, why not have these communications come from God?
But you don't want to push that too far, because in the Hebrew language, they don't have vowels. All right. So forget about the Hebrew language. Come on. You need vowels, especially for Italians like Louise. You need vowels.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
But no, but that's interesting. So am I getting this right? Did you coin the term God winks, or you had just heard it?
No, we coined the word God wink. It just came into mind. And we were searching for what is a coincidence. And we were praying about that. We were talking to people about what really is a coincidence. And then one day that word God wink came into mind, and I went home and I took the first manuscript had not been published yet, but it was finished. I went through and I took out all the coincidence words, put in God wink, and it fit. But more important, it fit in people's language. They used it to fill the vacancy in the language.
Can you believe that you coined a word? I mean, I'm a writer. I was an English major. The idea of coining a word, that is huge. That's a big deal. You should get like a quarter every time somebody uses the word God winks, don't you think?
I know. But, you know, Benjamin Franklin invented the eyeglasses. He never got a penny for that, you know.
Oh, boo-hoo for Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, I'm crying. His face is on the $100 bill. He got his, all right? Enough about Ben Franklin. I'm talking about you.
I came up with the word Schoolhouse Rock one day in a meeting, and I don't get a nickel for that
either. Wait. You came up with the term Schoolhouse Rock? That I did not know. People from my generation, we cut our teeth on Schoolhouse Rock, and that's why we're a lost, messed up generation, and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You're the guy that came up with that term to try to make learning fun for people who hate learning, and you've ruined the world. Squire, shame on you. No, seriously, you were on salary for NBC, correct?
No, ABC.
Or whatever. Yeah. You were on salary. So when you're on salary, I wrote a book for VeggieTales, sold like a zillion copies. I don't get a thin dime, all right? I'm not bitter.
That's right.
All right. We've covered the history. So the new book is called Dog Winks. That's God spelled backwards. I just did that in my head. Dog Winks, true God wink stories of dogs and the blessings they bring. Yeah. Suzanne and I have a little doggy, and it is an interesting thing because I never had a dog in my life. I never appreciated how amazing these creatures are. I was excited to hear about this. So tell us one so people get an idea of what we're talking about.
Well, first, can we just say when you talked about dogs, you didn't really realize how precious they are.
Right.
And how when you think about dog and God, they have a lot of the same attributes, because a dog is faithful, a dog loves unconditionally, a dog is always happy to see you, a dog is always in the moment, and he's always there for you, he's protective. So I think that God created these four-legged angels for us, not just so we could see how much they love us unconditionally, but also with the stories in the book, they're life-saving. They save lives. Yeah.
And a corollary to that, if you don't mind my saying so, is cats are from the pit of hell. Continue.
Yes, well, there you have it.
Well, but you know, but the dogs are really ambassadors for God here on earth. You know, they're watching our back in the same way that God watches our back all the time. And they patiently listen to every word that we speak. Doesn't your dog just look at you, gaga?
Yeah.
Yes, I admit it. I admit it. And when my dog goes poopy, you know, where she shouldn't, that's not a God attribute. That's a bad dog attribute. But I know what you're saying. I know it's on the border of heresy, but isn't all truth on the border of heresy?
Right on the border.
Now you asked
border collie.
You asked for a story. Let me tell you the story that is the first story in this book.
All right.
There are 20 stories in this book, and that's the story that is going to be our first Netflix movie that's in production in 2 weeks in Canada and will be on Netflix next February.
Okay, now can you do this in 90 seconds? I don't know if it's a long story, but give us what you got.
Okay, Ruby was a rescue dog at an SPCA in Providence. Border Collie and Australian Shepherd. Two breeds, very, very smart, but very high energy.
Yes.
Now, there was a lady trainer at the SPCA by the name of Pat Inman. She would get the dogs ready for their adoption interviews, you know, to put their best paw forward. But Ruby's problem was that Ruby had been sent out on adoptive interviews and returned 5 times. That was the limit. And then the last time, the lawyer said, you know something, I think we have to put Ruby down for euthanasia. Pat Inman hears about this. She said, you can't do that. Ruby's smart. Can't you call up the state police canine unit and see if they'll take it? And the manager said, they've never taken one of our dogs. They buy these dogs for $15,000 bred for search and rescue. She said, can't you try? And she turns and she leaves in tears, not wanting to think about what happened to poor Ruby. But here is what happened, a God wink. The manager calls the state police. And it just so happened the state police commander's budget had just been slashed, and he had an officer, a trooper, that he wanted to recruit. Now he's got a trooper, but no dog. And here is a guy saying there's a dog at the rescue center. He comes and looks at Ruby and decides to take a chance. He matches up Ruby with Officer Dan O'Neill and Rhode Island State Police. This is a true story. And it takes about 6 months of grueling work for Ruby to come up to par with
This is crazy. I want to ask you more questions when we come back from the break. Folks, I'm talking to Squire Rushnell, Louise Duart. The book is Dog Winks. Don't go away. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Folks, I'm talking to the authors of Dog Winks. The authors are my friends, Squire Rushnell and Louise Duart. The story, Squire, that you just told, is it's a beautiful story. If you love dogs and if you know border collies, I mean, these are brilliantly intelligent. They're amazingly scary. And so you said somehow, rather than having to euthanize, that's the Latinate term for blow its brains out or gas it to death, right? We don't want to say those words. The dog becomes a police dog. So what happened? This is Rhode Island.
Well, fast forward about a couple of years, and the canine unit at the state police in Rhode Island get a call that there is a boy lost in the woods. It's a freezing period of time in October, freezing nights. The boy's been out there for 48 hours.
Oh.
And so Officer Dan and Ruby arrive at the scene. Ruby takes off, goes into the woods. Officer Dan catches up, finds her, the dog at the bottom of a ravine, licking the bloodied face of a boy. He finds there's a faint pulse, calls the other officers, put the boy in an ambulance, take the boy to the hospital. And the officer says, I'm going to go tell the parents the good news. And the parents are overjoyed. And Officer Dance turns to leave. And the mother says, Officer, have you ever heard of a dog named Ruby? He said, ma'am, Ruby's my partner. And she said, my name is Pat Inman. I'm the volunteer trainer who advocated for Ruby to live. And Officer Dan said, ma'am, that means the dog you saved just saved your son's life.
No!
That is a God wink, dog wink.
Isn't that amazing?
A God wink with a dog right at the center of it.
You know what I love? What I love is what's so funny is there are people that you cannot convince them that that wasn't just a coincidence. They kind of don't. They're not doing the math in their heads. Like, they're not being logical, but nobody ever calls them on it. I'm here to call them on it. It's like, if you don't understand, you don't have to believe in Jesus or what. You believe in what you want, but don't tell me that just happened. Don't tell me there is no way logically to believe that something like that just happened. That's preposterous.
Exactly.
Yeah. We often say there are always two words that are two things that are articulated when an amazing God wink like that happens. One of them is, wow. And the other is, what are the mathematical odds? And when you try to compute those mathematical odds, no mathematician can really do that.
Well, see, the thing is that these things, the reason it's good to call them God winks is because there are a lot of people, they don't believe in God, let's say. They haven't really thought it through. Something like this is like God winking and saying, you get it? Do you get it?
Yeah.
Something's going on. Do you want to look deeper?
Yeah.
You want to find out the author of what just happened? Because it's not, I mean, the funny thing is I've written books on miracles and I'm writing a book now about the fine-tuned universe. And when you do the math on some of these things, it becomes so preposterous. It's like if I flipped a coin 20 times and it came up heads every time, mathematically, it's like almost infinity. There's just no way that can ever happen in anybody's lifetime. So if that happens, logically, you know, something else is going on. It's not a coincidence.
Absolutely.
And
no,
you know, Eric, so
it.
Many people have said to us, well, how do I get God winks? You know, and we go back to this, an old evangelist named William Temple back in the 1600s who said, when I pray, coincidences happen. When I don't, they don't. Well, he didn't have the word God wink then, but when people pray, it really is, he talks about that in the Bible, in all your ways acknowledge me and I shall direct your paths. So when people pray, God does start directing you, and he has signposts along your way that tell you you're on the right track. It's almost like when you're a kid at the dining room table on Easter or Christmas, and a loving parent or grandparent gives you a little wink. You don't ask what it means. You know it meant, hey, kid, I'm thinking about you right now. I love you. And that's what a God wink is. He's just saying, I'm here for you. I love you. Just want you to know I'm right here.
And the most wonderful thing is that once you tune your eyes into seeing the God winks in your life, we all have them.
Yeah.
We just aren't seeing them all. Once you tune into seeing them and allowing them in your life, you start seeing them all the time, more and more. You can count on them.
Yes.
And I want to say to people, too, this is not some new age thing, folks. This is God winks are breadcrumbs to Jesus. And if you don't care about that, you're on the wrong track. God is not just doing that to be like, hey, kid, you're OK. It's like, hey, kid, there's more to life. I am your life. I want you to walk toward me. And a lot of people just think, oh, that's a nice coincidence. What a blessing. There's an angel on my shoulder, which is BS. Yeah. And the Aramaic for BS, I can't remember. I can't remember what it is. But the point, the point is, it's just not meant to be like, hey, God is nice. And he's no, folks, God loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And if you want to know who he is, he's in the Bible. You know, this is not like, hey, I'm on my own and I got to, you know, just follow the God winks to the God winks. It's to follow them to Jesus. And many people don't, you know, they don't know that God wants that intimate relationship. It's not just once in a while there's going to be a God wink. This, the God wink is kind of like, I think of it as God's grace, that he just says, I love you so much. I just want to let you know I care about you in an extraordinary way. But it doesn't mean you can't know that every minute. But sometimes we need a little encouragement because, I mean, I've had so many experiences like that. We're going to go to a break. This was a short segment. But, folks, I'm talking to Louise Duarte and Squire Rushnell. And, Squire, you spell your name capital S, capital Q. When did you start doing that just to mess us up?
Well, no. I when I was at ABC as one of those executives, I used to sign my name capital S, capital Q all the time. And one day my daughter was typing notes and she said, a little Q looks funny. She said, Dad, we should have a logo for you and have it a big Q. I said, whatever you want.
I got a daughter just like that. I love it. We're going to be right back talking to Louise Duarte and Squire Rushnell. Ladies and gentlemen, I get to talk to Squire Rushnell and Louise Duarte, and you get to be part of that. Listen to these people. Squire, Louise, your stories are so crazy. Now, the story you just shared, true story, that this dog leaps into the woods, finds this kid, and, I mean, the kid happens to be the son of the woman who tried not to have the dog killed, tried to place it, and was. It's an amazing story. And the rest of the story is that kid grew up to be President Gerald Ford, correct? No? Am I getting that wrong?
Medical probabilities of this.
Yeah.
Because that happened with that boy. That was 7 years in real life.
Yes.
In the true story, 7 years from the time she advocated for that dog. Yes. And the time that her son was lost in the woods. Mm-hmm. Those are threads that are woven by the great weaver.
That's, I mean, it's so beautiful. Dog wink. So you've got so many of these beautiful stories. You realize you could put a whole book of just dog stories in here. That is kind of amazing, actually.
Yes, that is. Yeah. It's, and these are all dog stories. As a matter of fact, we're collecting now for Dog Wink 2. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Dog Wink 2? Come on. Are you
They're
kidding?
They're very excited about this. And quite frankly, I think this is going to be a huge movie for Netflix.
So talk about that. You said that Netflix is making a movie and it's just on Dog Winks or is it God Winks?
It's just on the Ruby story that I just told you.
Wow.
Called Rescued by Ruby, it's called.
Yeah, starring
Grant Gustin, who is the Flash. He's on the...
You think I watched those millennial comic book movies? What's wrong with you? You know me.
Yeah.
Well, and then Scott Wolf, who was on Party of Five. You probably didn't watch that either.
Nah, I don't watch that trash. Listen, I don't know. I'm sure these are amazing actors, but I don't know. I don't watch that stuff.
Yeah,
I got a job, you know.
Yeah.
This is Netflix's first original dog movie. And they are very excited about it.
Wow, you're really breaking down some barriers. Unbelievable.
Guess what? We got three more stories in here that we've already pitched them for sequels.
You guys kill me. I just love how you're just always doing these kinds of things. The fact that Netflix picked this up is amazing. Can I play Ruby or is that's already cast? What's the story with that?
There's actually three dogs that play Ruby. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They give the dogs a makeover. Yeah.
They give the dogs.
They actually paint the dogs to all look alike.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that breaks some kind of law. Albin, what do you think? Look into that. No, that is amazing. Well, we all know there were seven Lassies, but that was consecutive. Yeah. That wasn't like in one movie, right?
But we don't know that. It may have been. They may have had.
And you know there were
that.
There were two June Lockharts. Did you know that? I love the fact that you guys are cracking up. Nobody else is getting the reference. They're like, who? What? Who?
Yes,
June Lockhart. What? Lost in Space? Hey, read a book. Okay, so you guys, this is really wonderful. But you, Louise, I just have to ask you because you used to perform. I can't even believe I'm saying this with Tim Conway and Harvey Korman doing the Carol Burnett skits because Carol got too big. She's like, I'm not going to work with these guys anymore. You got to do it. I can't even believe it.
I can't either. I used to pinch myself every time I go on stage because I couldn't wait. Because as a little girl, truly, this is a true story, I used to go to the Catholic Church and my mother would say to me, he has a quarta, light a candle for the souls in purgatory. And I would light a candle and I'd always say the same thing. I want to work with Tim and Harvey and I want to meet Carol Burnett. And years later, God answer the prayers of a little girl. It was God amazing wink. God wink that they saw some of my work and they called me up and said, would you join us? And that's how it happened. And 15 years, 12 years with Harvey and Tim, and then another few years with Tim alone. And it was the best gig I ever had, I have to tell you.
I mean, yeah, it can't get much better than that. That's just amazing. Now, Tim Conway, I met him on the street in New York once. And it's funny thing. I have like a sixth celebrity sense. I'm like the celebra finder. That's my superpower. And I was walking down Madison Avenue and there's somebody with a pork pie hat, some glasses. But as I walked past, I saw a pair of nostrils, just the nostrils. And I said, Tim Conway. So I followed him and I had a conversation with him. And what I didn't know, no kidding, he was a Christian. He was a believer. I never knew that. And I was amazed by that. And I don't know if it was through you, but he had a God wink story about a dime. And we don't need to get into that. But it was an amazing miracle story from his childhood. Yeah. Did he ever tell you that story?
Oh, yes. We had the story in the book.
Okay, so I'm not making it up. Yeah.
No, no. And when the story, I can tell the story shortly if you want me to. But the fact of the matter is that this particular story was one of the most personal stories about Tim. And he never told much about himself that was personal.
Yeah.
He'd always do the rim shot kind of answers.
I know when I met him another time, it's like I couldn't get a straight sentence out of him.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And, but this, he told this story one night. It was the only time in 10 years on the road that he ever told a straight story without a joke in it. Mm-hmm. And it was really the story of his faith. Mm-hmm. And he allowed us to use that story in the book. And he said, you know, I'll be happy to do some of those Christian shows.
And we booked him on
TBN 700 Club and James Robinson.
He was so happy to tell the story because it got to share his faith, but it was through a story as a little boy. But he did. He had a strong faith. And, you know, Harvey did, too.
Yeah.
Harvey did?
Yeah. Yeah. He used to say to us, I'm a Jew for Jesus.
Are you serious? Yeah.
I don't tell anyone at my poker games, you know, but I'm telling you, he accepted Christ. So the two of them were
really. We heard that.
Yeah, we had a lot of talks about it on the road. They were just the greatest guys. You know, and Tim especially became such a close friend. And Harvey was too. Listen, my son was going to marry his daughter. That's how close everyone got. And then they broke up. But it was a big family. And they were the most precious guys. I mean, they're icons. And I'm so blessed that I had that time with them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to go to a break. But I was just going to say that when I met him at an event he did, I think it was in Dallas. And this was toward the end. And you could tell that he was not quite himself, but he was himself, whatever. But to meet him, he was genuinely sweet and kind. And, you know, not all celebrities are. That's a newsflash for you guys. You know what I'm talking about. He was the real deal. Folks, we'll be right back talking to Louise Duart and Squire Rushnell. The book is Dog Winks.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind.
Hey guys,
How are you?
Hello.
I like to think of myself as the Christian Howard Stern. How does that hit you guys? Does that seem right?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Does anybody know that Chris Himes is the original Baba Booey?
Yeah, I think that's a reference lost on a lot of people, but go ahead.
Who cares, man? That's what references are for, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to talk about a few things. First of all, Nutramedics.com. I'll say it again. Immune system is everything. If your immune system is in good shape, you are infinitely less likely to get COVID-19, even if somebody coughs on your face and you're not wearing two or three or any masks at all. So immune system is, this is what Fauci, if he were not a mongoose in sheep's clothing, this is what he would have been talking about 18 months ago. But the reason we know he's a skunk we shouldn't listen to him is that he didn't talk about this. Immune system is everything. So no matter what you're doing with masks or vaccines or whatever, without even getting into that, every person should be taking 5,000 units of vitamin D every day. You should probably be taking it with vitamin K, but it's never sold with vitamin D and K, at least I've not seen it. So you go to Nutramedics.com and there it is. Ba-ba-boom.
Here it is.
Boom, right? Nutramedics.com, use code Eric, Baba Booey, you get 20% off, Baba Booey. And while you're there, you can get your vitamin C, which you should be taking every day. You can get your zinc and magnesium, which you should be taking every day. The quality is through the roof in a good way. And when did through the roof, did that come up when they lowered the man through the roof into Jesus's presence? And he said, you know, be healed, take up your pallet and walk.
Yeah,
through the roof. I guess through the roof implies the other direction. So I just want to say Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric, but they have so much there. We're going to have Tim Eaton back on the show. If you haven't watched the video with him, we want to know who our sponsors are. We want to get to know them. We know Mike Lindell pretty well, but Tim Eaton founded this company called Nutramedics, and they just sell tons of great stuff. They have a sleeping aid called Relax Medics.
Yeah.
I took a couple of drops of it. I was in a coma for a month. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But they also have melatonin and Relax Medics. And Ann and I take the melatonin, and it works. Really does. Yeah.
Does it? But if you have thinning hair, mm-hmm. you think it could help? I guess potentially it could. If you get better sleep, then your scalp will be more rejuvenated.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see if it works. I don't know.
You know, I've had it with the thinning hair. I think I'm going to go full on. I'm going to do a Joe Biden. You know, he had hair plugs.
He's
never been the same, by the way. The Botox and the hair plugs have messed him up.
Really?
And
whatever happened to that guy?
I got to tell you something. If you're going to be a fake president, you need to look good and feel good. But in his case, it's just not working. No. And so I just want to say
he's not working. That's
he true. Ought to be going and getting some Nutramedic stuff, because the hair plugs, I mean, I'm going to get hair plugs. I said, I want to have a full head of hair like Stalin. That's a Seinfeld reference. But Nutramedics, 20% off, you can get, I don't believe they have hair plugs yet, but they've got all kinds of other great stuff. It really is, folks. It's great stuff. 20% off, use the code Eric. But they're a company that give 50% of everything that they make to missions. I mean, if you watch the interview with Tim Eaton, you'll find out. Like, these guys, they're heroes. We should also talk about Shop Metaxas.
Oh, yeah. Shop Metaxas. By the way, the only place to get autographed hamster homes is at Shop Metaxas. All
the kids
books.
Are going crazy for that. And they don't love the books. They just want the autograph.
That's right. I do draw a little cartoon of myself in the autograph, by the way. That's no lie. Yep.
I don't believe you.
You don't do that. I do that.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. The kids don't like that today. They're all digital. They don't care. No, so anyway, Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. ShopMetaxas.com.